All right, thank you, Maria. I appreciate it. Hi, Mike. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, David. You?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic. I appreciate you for asking, Mike. Now, I am the director in charge of for the state of Massachusetts. Let's go ahead and see what we have in store. Now, Maria did let me know the problems you're having with your Google business profile. I already did some research for you. I was able to find another Google business profile. Is this a new one that you kind of opened up just in the meantime or because you weren't able to unsuspend your last one?
No, as far as I know, we only have one Google profile.
Okay, so then what I was able to find is Bay State HVAC is one 5-star review. It has a website attached to it, phone number 781-734-7400.
Yeah, but that's a different company.
Okay. Gotcha, Bay State. Okay. Let me pull this one up. All right. So they're completely separate. This is what I'm going to do to you. I just did literally. We got one done earlier today.
What phone number was that you just said?
The Bay State HVAC?
No.
That phone number. Yeah. 781-734-7400.
Okay, so that is definitely not our phone number.
Yeah, there's a Google business profile here. It's based kind of in the same area, Bay State HVAC. Let me see here. They even got a website.
We own a company called Bay State HVAC, but that is definitely not our phone number. And, you know, is that the one we noticed that was on something else, right? Yeah, we thought that was a local splash phone number, but we don't own it, and the calls don't come to our phone number. So we don't know what's going on with that.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, that's not our phone number, right? So we don't have access to this. So I was looking through your account from previously, and I know that it says what we were looking for was advanced video verification, because something did happen back in 2024 on the business profile, and that's why we have been reaching out. Now, it looks like we can definitely get that taken care of for you right now. The way that it works is, I mean, as soon as you get it, your services back up and running, we'll directly submit it to Google, and then they'll let us know exactly what's going on. And that's the difference in working with a premier digital partner, is we have that direct line of communication with them, right? Now, in your area, there's definitely some things that we can do for you on the Google business profile. What I would recommend is just going Google verified so that doesn't happen to you anymore. Your business is definitely reputable enough and profitable enough to sustain something like that. Now, with the HVAC, which you'd be looking at in your area, is the very top of the page, right? And you're going to be sitting next to Sila Heating, New England HVAC Pros. I mean, if you do the search, you'll see them. They all have over 1,000 reviews, and it'll even show you how many bookings they have nearby, right? So we have one company here that just booked literally 15 times this week, right? Now, these leads, they do come in at $44, but you don't pay for them unless you gain the appointment with that client, right? That's when it's deducted from your budget. So, I mean, that's a really good program for you because the extra verifications, what they do is they hold your status on Google, right? You're not going to get suspended or anything like that because what your business is going to do now is not only will we get your business profile reinstated, we're going to get all the verified badges on it. So you'll do an extra background check, you'll submit your insurance, your license, you'll go to the very top of every page you want to be listed in, right? So there's definitely some things that we can get done for you. For you, since you're coming back on board, I can get you some discounted rates to get it done at a reasonable cost for you. The monthly rate would be $249, and I'd go ahead and I'd lower that application down to only $125 instead of $250, and it gets you into $374, right? $249 will get you month to month, and the first thing we're going to do is get your Google business profile back reinstated, right? And then from there, we'll continue with the optimization, the social media. We'll get your website back up and running. And I'll also have my team, you know, investigate a little bit about this Bay State HVAC, other Google business profile we have here, and find out if that's what's causing us any problems, right? Because if it is, I mean, we'll get that situated for you.
Yeah, okay. And you said a lot of numbers there pretty quick. Is there anything, like, you can shoot to me? What's going to cost
what? Absolutely. So what you'd be looking at, and I'll put it together in an email right now so you can take a look at it, but what I was saying is what you'd be looking at is going to be $374, right? So 249 of that is going to be your monthly recurring rate, and 125 is going to be the application fee to get you to that Google Verified network, right? Get you those extra badges and be able to hold that ranking there. So let me see.
And what company is that for?
Well, I'm with Local Splash, but what we're doing is we're signing you up for Google Verified.
No. Right. But that's for my Bay State HVAC company, correct?
Correct. I mean, that is the business that you have your business profile suspended on, right?
Well, that's right. And
okay.
But yeah,
that's
but
everything I've kind of pulled information on. It's the Bay State HVAC LLC.
Okay. Okay. Yes, exactly. That's the company, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, now, you know, my worry is that if I sign up with you guys and then this can't get straightened out with Google, what happens then?
Oh no, we're gonna get it straightened out with Google. It's not a question of if, it's just a question of when. We're a Google Business Premier partner. I mean, this is what we do. We handle Google business profiles and we fill the listings for them. So the automated response that business owners wait for whenever they send Google an email about their business profile, that doesn't happen with us, right? You guys can wait like 90 days and you'll get an automated response sent to everybody. For a Premier Google Channel partner, what we do is we have a direct line of communication with our business profile verification team. So they'll send a direct email to one of the agents that's literally across the street from our headquarters here in Fountain Valley, California. They'll get the information. They'll pull it. They'll tell us what's wrong with it. We get back in touch with you. We let you know, hey, this is exactly what we need. We'll send you the steps, and then we'll walk you through it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's worth definitely worth giving it a shot.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing, partner. I mean, if getting yourself unsuspended is your biggest worry, rest assured, that's going to happen. And worst case scenario, what we do is we get you re-verified, we get your business profile back up, and if you had any reviews and things like that, say you had like 60, 70 reviews, we'll go ahead and we'll contact customers, we'll do what we have to do for you guys, right? So that's really not an issue, and in all honesty, I'm not worried right now of not being able to get your business profile back up and running. I mean, really, it always comes down to something small, like you were red flagged for either an address not matching up, somebody else opening another base tech HVAC, you know what I mean, in the area, and now it's picking up two addresses for the same thing, and the original one is the one that's going to get flagged first because the new one just got verified, because this new one only has one review. Does that make sense?
Yes, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's all AI, and that's what makes it so tough, right? It's because AI will run the algorithms, and it just kind of flag things and bring them down, so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, you guys were pretty good before, but then this all happened. I got to give it a shot and see if we can get it squared away and get it back rolling. That would be great.
Sure. Well, I just sent you out the email, so if you want to pull it up, you have any questions, you know, you can take a look at it. I'll go through it with you, be able to answer anything you got.
Okay, hang on. Let me just see here.
It's directed under Google Verified, and my name is David Gonzalez.
And which email did you send it to? Did you send it to the My Bay State Builders?
I did. I sent it to mybaystatebuilders@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, okay. And then the additional costs, what's that?
Great question. So that additional cost, remember that cost per lead that we talked about to get you at the top of it? So basically what you're able to do is just set a budget for your business, right? Now, whenever you want to tap into that budget, you're going to open up your dashboard, click start, and Google's going to automatically start sending you pre-qualified clients, right? Now, when you get that phone call, you're not charged for the phone call. You're not charged for the actual lead. Now, when you actually get the phone call and you speak with the customer, they're in your service area, and you successfully gain an appointment with them, they will deduct it from that budget you have set. So if you look at that budget, yeah, and that's the one. And the reason why I recommend it for you is because if you do a search right now in your area, right, you just put home AC repair near me, you find those guys at the very top with the K next to their reviews, right? You click on their profile, you're going to see that vetting process. You'll see those badges, verified, past license check, past background check, insured. It even shows the contractor license 217294, right? That's the Massachusetts Home Improvement Contractor License, and that one's coming for Bowman Inc. Plumbing and Heating. You know, so with those guys, what they're getting is they're getting Google just to filter them the best phone calls right to their phone, and then they're willing to pay that set cost if they successfully gain the appointment with the client. Does that make sense?
Yes. David, can you hang on one sec?
For sure.
You there, David?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay, so I get that. I see what's going on there. Okay.
And now, the good thing about that one is, like, right now with the budget, you're not going to get charged that budget or anything when you first set up. Your initial setup fee will be that $374 to get you started. Now, after your verification process comes back, right, and Google, they give you the acceptance, then you're eligible to activate your budget when you see fit. Right, but now the ball's in your park. You have your check marks. You have all of that sustained and a solid foundation for your actual verifications, right? And that's what makes a difference on that Google business profile. You're not going to find yourself coming off anymore. Whether you stay with us or you decide to part ways later on down the line for whatever reason, your Google business profile will always be top rank as verified, right? And with the sales that we got going on right now, it's the best time to get in.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's move forward with it.
Okay. Let me go ahead and I'm setting up your profile right now while we speak in. So one thing that I'm going to need to do is we're going to need to make sure that we have your correct hours of operation. And since I can't see the extended profile, we'll just go through all that again, right? So what are we doing for Monday through Friday?
You can do 7 days a week, 7 to 7. That's fine.
Okay. Okay. Now, as far as service radius, how far are you typically traveling? How far are you willing to travel for a new client?
It would be nice to maybe we'll try and maybe stick in a 20-mile radius.
Okay. All right, we can do 20 miles. Now, for local maps, you have up to 50 miles. And then when we're talking about your Google Verified, if you're ever expanding, you get more trucks in more areas, you're going to be able to advertise and go to the top of every page around the entire state. It's a really good program.
Well, I don't want people calling me from 3 hours away.
Yeah, and they won't, right? So what we're going to use is geofencing for you, right, with that 20 miles. But if later on down the line you say, hey, you know what, Dave, we're doing great. I have more trucks and I'm actually going to be in this area now. Your Google business profile is already set up that you don't have to do anything extra. We're just going to be able to put you right up, right? So definitely really good there. So for right now, we are going to do the 20-mile radius, and that's in any direction?
Yeah. Do you have the business address?
Let me pull that one up. I do have it. Let's see what I got. I got 160 Corporate Park Drive, number 2250, Suite 1 in Pembroke, Massachusetts, 02351.
02359.
359, oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so then we're going to do 20 miles any direction from that one.
And just to double-check that, it's 160 Corporate Park Drive, Unit 2250, Pembroke, Mass. 02359.
That's right. And I'm going to send you over real quick. It's going to come through text message. It's going to be your dashboard logins, right? And on that dashboard, I mean, you can re-download it, log in. Once you log in, you're going to be able to verify all your information as well that I have saved for you, all right? So here it goes. Your username is going to be your phone number, and then your password is going to be well, I don't see the password, right? It just generates it to you when I send it out, so you'll see your password. Let's see here. All right. So now we got that set up. The next thing we're going to do is I'll walk you through your voice verification. Okay, now this one, I outlined the program for you, and then we kind of walked through it. And if you have any questions, just let me know, hey, Dave, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it, right? So we'll go through everything from payments all the way to cancellation processes, things like that. Sound fair?
Okay, so it says password is get leads.
Okay.
Right?
Yep, that'd be your password.
Okay.
All right.
Do I sign it now?
Not just yet. Well, you can, right? But I'm going to go right now through the voice verification with you, okay?
Okay.
Now, this is the one that gets sent out to your body. I know you've probably gone through it before, but since we're resetting up the account, I'll go ahead and go through it again.
Okay.
So if you're ready, I can go ahead and get started.
Yep.
Okay, so welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Now, this call will be recorded for quality assurance. Outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Bay State HVAC, LLC.
Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Borgen, and owner-manager.
Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so Mike, it is, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, so please save our 877 number under Local Splash in your contacts.
Yes, 7577 number, yeah.
Yeah. Now, what I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to text you over the extension here to my office, so that way you know exactly how to get a hold of me directly.
Okay.
Cool. This is coming right now. Okay, just send it out to you. Okay, now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what I'm going to do is provide you a security question on the account. And we have one here. If you want to keep it the same, we have your first pet's name. It's Kappa.
Yep.
Okay. So you'd like to keep that one the same?
Sure. K-A-P-P-A.
P-P-A. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. So I'll go ahead and set that one in for you. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may include a business license, proof of insurance, a Google Guarantee application, any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification. Now, we do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on January 29, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $374. Now, this is a 3-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 29th day of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, no termination fee would apply. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, you would contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So we got all this set up. Now, I don't know, it's going to be up to you because I know you have, are you in the dashboard already? I see you did some terms and conditions. So if you like, you can either go in and update your card info on your own and then let me know so we can process that payment, or I can go ahead and do it for you if you just want to read me out the number.
Yeah, could you just do it for me?
For sure. Now, would you like Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex?
Hang on one sec. Do you have the card? The Bay State HVAC test?
No.
You know?
Do you want a picture of it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, say it again. Oh, no.
That's okay. Just waiting whenever you're ready.
Yeah, what do you want, the card number?
Yeah, so is it a Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex?
It's a Master.
Okay. Ready when you are?
5174. 1-0-0-0-0-3-8-1-7-4-7-2.
And expiration?
10/28.
October 2028.
That's
and CVV.
David, just so you know, that's my wife, Dorothy. She's also owner of the company, too.
Well, very nice to meet you, Ms. Dorothy. If you'd like, I can go ahead and place an authorized user on the account. That way, anytime either one of you needs to call and get information, you're more than welcome to do so.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Okay, so we'll get that done right now. If I could just get the CVV code?
550.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get that updated for you, Ms. Dorothy. Now give me 1 second. Okay, so I'll get you listed here as an authorized user. Now, is it Ms. Morgan?
He's talking to you.
Yeah, Dorothy, it's Ms. Dorothy Morgan, right? So I can list your name properly?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, now is a separate number that you'd like to list here for yourself?
No, we'll do the 7577.
Okay. Okay, that's 781-858-7577. Okay, now I can go ahead and with getting your onboarding call scheduled. 1 second. Let's pull up our calendar and see what we have for availability. Are you looking for something tomorrow morning or maybe in the afternoon?
Yeah, let's do the afternoon, please.
Okay. So right now you're at 6:25, am I right? You're at 6:25 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay, so tomorrow afternoon we have 1 p.m., 4 p.m., 4:30, and 5 p.m.
Let's do 1:10.
Okay, so we'll do 1 p.m. Yeah. Now this one's going to go right over to your calendar for the mybaystatebuilders@gmail.com.
Okay.
Send out that one for you. All righty. So it looks like we have you all set up for tomorrow. Let me see. Oh, for some reason give me 1 second. I got to redo that transaction. Got a little error code there.
Oh, wait, I think I know why.
Oh, you got to approve the transaction?
Oh, I think I know why. That has a limit on it per day. It has a $3,200 limit on that card per day, and we did a $3,000 transaction today. So I wonder if
they're probably going to send you out a text message right now and asking you if it's a legitimate charge because you're hitting that limit. It happened to me at my best friend's
wedding. Well, what sucks with these debit cards is I have to call the bank in advance, raise the limit, then call in, and then it's okay because it's so stupid. They say, oh, it's protecting you, and it's like, no, actually, it's a pain in the ass for me.
I hear you. Yeah, like I said, after me and my best friend's wedding, I was like, ain't no way. And I was his best man, so I was kind of taking care of things as, you know, the weekend went on, and it wasn't. And I was on the phone busy with my bank for like an hour.
Yeah, that sucks. It's like, you know. I wonder if, if we give, your cat, I wonder if that's the same thing though. But let's try. Okay, here. Try Dorothy's, cat. Right? Might as well try that one.
Yeah, we can try this one.
And David, on that card, it's going to say, yeah, it says Dorothy on that card?
Yep.
Oh, okay. And Dorothy, that's D-O-R-O-T-H-Y?
D-O-R-G-E-N. D-O-R-O-T-H-Y.
And then Borgen, B-O-R-G-E.
Yeah.
All righty. Okay, is this for the Master, Visa, Discover, Amex?
Master.
Okay, and I'm ready when you are.
It's 5174. 1000-0399-6656.
Okay. And expiration?
November of 2028.
And then CVV?
133.
Okay. Let me update that for you. Give me one sec.
Difference with which
card.
You know what I mean? I think
it's just $3,200 for a day. No matter what card I think.
Right.
So, but what we could do is maybe just do a different card for this amount, but then
I have
Santander,
so.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking, like, if it doesn't go through, that's what it is. It's the $3,200.
Per day.
So what we can do is put it on another card and then switch it back over to the HVAC card, you know, on the account.
Yeah.
All right, Ms. Dorothy. Yeah, for some reason, yeah, it's giving me the same code. So I think it's because of that limit that your husband was talking about. I was telling you.
Yeah. So we'll just do a different card. Yeah, you want to do that card?
We'll do that card and then... We'll switch it over to the base HVAC card after this goes through for the following month.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. We can get that done for you. Now, is the card you're going to use, is it under Dorothy or Mike?
It's under Mike.
Mike Morgan. And it's a MasterCard?
Yep.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
5322. 5452-8308-1457. December of 2028.
And CDV?
888. What do you have for a bill? Are you using the 160 Corporate Park for billing on that?
That me? A question for me?
For the billing address on that card.
Oh, okay. Let me pull that one up. Let me see. What's the address that we have on file for the business? And it did go through. So you guys are good to go now. Now, perfect. So we have y'all scheduled and everything's already taken care of. Now, I know that he said he wanted to switch the card back to the other card. So I can always update it back to the other card, and then next month when you bill, it'll go to your business card, right? Obviously, you're not going to charge anything to your business card now, but at least you don't got to worry about it no more, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So now I will need those other numbers so that way I can just put it back in and update it, and then it's set for next month. You want to do that now?
Okay. Yeah, we can do that now.
Okay. So then you can go ahead and go with the card numbers for the one you want billed next month.
It's 5174-1000-0381-7472.
Okay. And the expiration?
October of 2028.
And CVV?
550.
Okay. So I updated that one for you. Now, whenever you log into your dashboard, you'll be able to see that card info there now. So the initial payment did go to the one that we used, and now this one will be used going forward for your other payments. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
Now, I did get you guys scheduled for tomorrow at 1 p.m., so we'll be back on the line tomorrow at that time to get you guys onboarded. So if you have any questions or anything before then, I did also text out my direct extension here to my office. Feel free to give me a call. You can respond to me via text message or even reply via email. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
Other than that, you guys are all good to go for now, so we can go ahead and dismiss, and then we'll reconvene tomorrow at 1 p.m. for onboard.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, David.
Absolutely. And I'm going to get right on you guys. Give Google Business profile, figure out what's going on. We'll get it taken care of.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all have a great evening. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thank you, David.
Absolutely, Mike. We appreciate the time, partner. Have a good one.
You too, bye.
You too, bye.